Welcome. It is Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, Aleph of Rosh Chodesh Aleph, Friday, Tav Shem Pei Dalet. So I'd like to deliver on my word, like presidents say, even though they don't. But I'd like to deliver on my word when I said that today we'd speak more about Virapo Yirape. And I see that after the tongue lashing that I gave our doctors yesterday, none of them showed up here. Now, it's an interesting sugya here. There's a lot to talk about because the Gemara on Pehe in Perakach and Baba Kama and Perakach Hoival tell us that the Pasuk tells us for Apo Yirape. Now, just for reference, and this is what you could do on your own time, look at the last Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, in B'chukosei, that last long Ramban, he gets into it a whole shot and pirush of how v'rapo yirape, how seeking medical attention fits in with emun and bitachon. And basically he's talking about the fact that for the rank and file of Yidden, right, our level of emun is not so strong as to say, well, if God wants me to get better, I'll get better. We have to seek medical attention. But then for people that are in a high madrega, right, then they need to be semich on the Rabbanu Shel Olam and not seek medical attention in that way. So it's a rather long and a very informing Ramban in terms of Hashkafa and the way he views this. Okay, that's just for your notes. But in the Gemara Baba Kama, when it says that we Mekan Shinit Meshus L'Rof of the Rapos, so the Rashi says, and I quote, "V'lo Arminin." We don't say Rachmana Machi Ve'ihu Masi. We don't say that the Torah Hashem gets him sick, and this doctor is healing him, is going against the will of Hashem. In other words, had the Torah not taught us for Apo Yirape, we would have said, who is this doctor to go against the will of Hashem? Okay, that's the way Rashi's learning. Now, the Tosfos right there asks a question. It's a double language, for Apo Yirape. So we learn out that the doctor has permission. Ask Tosfos for Im Taimar. It's a small Tosfos at the end of Pehei Amid Aleph. Why did you need a double lush in Virapo Yirape? It could have learned it from the word Virapo. And from Virapo, he has healing, license to heal. Why does it have to have a double language? Listen to Taisus. Vieshleimer. The Havamina, I would have thought, Hanimili Makabide Adam. Had it only had one word, I would think that if a person receives a clop from another man, so then, now he's sick, so he could seek medical attention. But if a person becomes ill from Hashem, kishimarape, if you're going to heal him, it looks like you're soser, you're undoing the decree of Hashem. Kamash Milan, it comes to tell me, Shori. Now, this is a very interesting thesis, because thesis says that if a person becomes naturally ill, he develops a case of whatever the case may be, right? He's got an ailment. So that's the gzeira of Hashem. And therefore, I would think that you cannot tamper with the will of Hashem, but you can only act as a doctor if a person got hurt by someone else, meaning, and that's not the gzeir of Hashem, that he got hurt by the hand of another individual. Now, this little tesis here is really a very big gilui in Hashkafa, because the question is, could Reuven harm Shimon? Can Reuven kill Shimon, for example, if there wasn't a decree in Hashemayim that Shimon is chayiv misa? Because Tosfos seems to be saying like this, if a person becomes naturally ill, that's Gzeirah min Hashemayim, and I wouldn't think that the doctor could treat him had we not had two psukim. If he only had one pasuk, I would say, yes, he could treat someone if he was hit bidei Adam, but not if he's hit bidei Shemayim. So there's a couple of things over here. Number one, if you're telling me that if Reuven hits Shimon and breaks his jaw, right? You want to reset his jaw. I don't know if they do that. If there's such a thing. But if that's the case, so we still need one pasuk. We do need one pasuk. right? But that pasuk wouldn't extend if he got sick min hashamayim, because it says gezeris hamelech. Well, that does that mean that? But if Reuven hits Shimon, it's not gezeris hamelech. He can hurt Shimon without gezeris Hashem. Then, if that's the case, why do you need a pasuk to tell me that he can heal him? Everyone who was into this Ashkafic discussion knows the famous Arachayim and Parshas Vayeshev. And I see Jonathan is nodding his head. And I told him yesterday that he's going to be into this shir today, because I know we've talked about this before, I believe. And it's a famous Ashkafa when the brothers said, "We're not going to kill Yosef, let's put him into the pit. There's venomous snakes." So the Arachayim says like this. If he's not chayiv to die min hashamayim, then the snakes won't be able to kill him either. But if we kill him, then, you know, we're killing him. Who says he's chayiv misa? Really, he may not really be chayiv misa. So if we kill him, we'd be guilty. But if we put him in the pit, he won't die if he's not chayiv misa. So everyone talks about this Arachayim. So you see from the Arachayim again that nature cannot take its course if it's not min hashamayim. But man could kill man, even though there's not a gzeir on him. How this Orachaim is understood, there's a lot of talk about this, but you see, l'chayra, from this Taisvis here on Pehei, that he learns like the Orachaim HaKadosh, because the Taisvis is being mechala between becoming naturally ill and being hurt by Bidei Adam. Now you have a Sefer Achinuch that we've spoken out many times in the mitzvah of Laisika V'Laisitar that says the reason why I'm not allowed to take revenge against you is because if I am angry at you for harming me or doing something bad to me or not lending me your shovel, right? So the pshat is, you're the object of my anger and resentment. He says the Achinuch, he didn't do anything. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't want you to have that shovel to shovel your snow. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted you to suffer, whatever the case may be. And therefore, taking it against that person would be misplaced anger and misplaced revenge, right? So you see that if somebody harmed me or somebody did bad to me, right, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's min hashamayim. So the Chari, at first blush, it does seem like the Sefer HaChinuch is not learning like the Arachayim and like this Taisus. Okay, moreover, okay, so I'm not coming to give a finalized pshat here. This is a big sugya, right? But you need to know just where it's coming from. That's number one. Moreover, I mentioned earlier that, fine, if Taisus learns like that, but you see that if Reuven harmed Shimon, still the doctor wouldn't be able to perform his services if we didn't have the first pasuk. No, why not? Now, here's the situation. I mentioned this yesterday. I mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, and let's say the Tor. The Tor says that Shin Lamed Vav in Yoredeya, this is. And he's talking about charging, as we learned yesterday, okay? Well, Le'in Schar Rofei, he's allowed to take Schar Batola and Tircha. He's allowed to take the Schar for the Tircha and for the you know, he got involved and his exertion and for, you know, not doing another job at the time that he could have made money, and he does the refuah. Aval Schar HaLimud, but the Schar for that which he took all these medical courses and he has the knowledge and he has the expertise, also, he's not allowed to charge the Avedas Gufa, who, because you're restoring his health, you're restoring his body. Rachmana Amr, the Torah says, Vashivosalo, this is in the parsha of Hashem Saveda, La Rabbas Avedas Gufa, to come to include Avedas Gufa. Okay? Now, this is what the Sefer, this is what the Torah says. And he's telling Sue that Gemara. Let me tell you, there's two good. The Torah is in Shin Lamed Vav in Yoredeya. Let me tell you exactly how the Gemara uses this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe it's on Nun Gimel, is talking about a person who's dying. He's bleeding to death, as for example. And do you have to save his life? So the Gemara says you have two psukim. You have the pasuk Vahashivosalo, and then you have the pasuk Losamet Al Damrei Echa. So the Gemara says, why do you need both psukim? So the Gemara says, yes, Vashivosalo means that you're restoring his health, but if we only had that pasuk, I would think that's only if you could do it yourself. But if you don't have the physical means to save him, you would not be obligated to go ahead and by all means hire other people and be matriach yourself and so on and so forth. Now, if he's bleeding right there and you can apply a tourniquet, fine. But if you'd have to go and start calling 9/11 and start hiring people and so this, that, and the other, maybe you wouldn't be chayv. Kamash Malan, Lo Samet Al Damrei Echa. that you do. But you see that the context in the Gemara of the Pasuk Vashi Vaisalo is not talking about Stam healing him, it's talking about saving his life. So I believe that the Torah is taking it a bit further. And it's talking about refuah. Now there's another Gemara in Baba Kama, in Baba Kama, I believe it's Pei Aleph, and the Gemara there is talking about a person wanders into the forest, for example, and he gets lost. He can't find his way out, right? And you see that he's lost, and you want to help him find his way out. So you're, and it's somebody else's. It's really owned. It's a field that's owned by someone else. And the only way you're going to get him out is if you cut down a pathway of trees to make it clear to him how to find his way out, because he's lost. So the Gemara says you have a mitzvah to do that, and you can even cut down those trees in order to save someone. Okay, that's a whole discussion, but that's what the Gemara is talking about. You can also lo derech, and this was a takana of Yehoshua, says the Gemara. And the Gemara says the reason why it's true is v'hashivosalo, because you restore him to himself, because he's lost. So the pasuk is using Vashivosalo, like if I have to restore his lost watch, so I have to restore his lost body, so to speak. Okay, again, I don't know, left to, you know, my own devices, having learned both of these Gemaras, Vashivosalo means to save his life, and Vashivosalo means to restore him to regain his bearings. I wouldn't necessarily know that if he's ill, I'd have to restore him to his health. I mean, okay, I don't know if I would say that, but the Torah is learning like that from Vashivosalo. So let's taka say, like, Vashivosalo means you're restoring him, and that's a mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah Vashivosalo in the Torah? Is there a mitzvah Vashivosalo? Yes. Is the Torah learning that it applies to restoring his health? Yes. So let me ask you a very simple question then. Why do I need a pasuk then to tell me that a doctor can perform his services? If that's included, if you hold that's included in Hashem's Aveda, so then you shouldn't need a pasuk for a doctor to do his services. Moreover, we just said earlier that you have two psukim, and one pasuk is to tell me that you can provide services if someone else hurt him, right? And if not for that pasuk, you couldn't even do that. And then you have a pasuk to tell me you can heal him even if his illness is Menashe Shemayim. Means, okay, so the first part of this we already discussed with the Or HaChaim and the Chinuch, right? Be that as it may, that he's considering that Reuven can harm Shimon according to Tosfos even if it's not Menashe Shemayim. That's not so simple, but that's what Tosfos is saying. But now we're saying that even if you only had one pasuk, you'd need that pasuk to tell me that you can save him even though he's laying on the ground because someone beat him up, right? But that's Vashi Vaisala. Why do you need that Xeris HaKosov? And again, let me ask you something else. If you're talking about tampering with the Xera of the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? So I'm just going to ask it in a very simple and maybe even a superficial way, but I think that this is a way of bringing out some thought here, all right? Right? He lost his watch. You found the watch in a place where it's Rav Yisrael. Right? Wait a second. There's a mitzvah to return his item, right? Do you need the... What would you say if not for the pasuk? Would you ever say, I don't have to return this object because it's the will of God that he shouldn't have it? I mean, he lost it. So why don't you look at everything like that? There's a whole mitzvah called Valacha Bedrochav, and you have to do chesed, and you have to do tztaka. Yeah, why do I have to do tztaka? If it's the will of God that this person is poor, then, I mean, why? In other words, obviously, we're not looking at it that. That's the way the Rebbeinu Shalom set up the system. The system is that there are yidden that don't have. There's a mitzvah to do chesed. There's a mitzvah to supply with the levi and the ger vayosim. There's leket shikhupeya. There's taking care of people who are unfortunate. And we don't say, well, if God wanted him to have money, he'll have money. That's obviously the system that the Rebbeinu Shalom set up. In fact, that's what Rabbi Akiva answered when he was asked the question, if your God is so merciful, then why does he make so many poor people? So the answer was, he only made poor people to give us the opportunity to give tzedakah, right? So that's the system that Rebbeinu Shalom created. So there's Hashavas Aveda too. Somebody, Nebuch, lost something, value, his sweater, you have to return it. Okay, now once all of that is said, so obviously what the Torah is telling us is we don't say, judge people and say, had he not been deserving of losing something, if he would not have been deserving, Hashem wouldn't have made him lose it. If he was not deserving of being poor, he wouldn't be poor. Obviously, the system is set up with chesed that you have to go ahead and you have to help someone. So why do you need a new gzeiras hakosav that a doctor can perform services? A doctor has the ability, he has the know-how, he knows what he's doing, right? If a person has a horrible, horrible toothache, he's got an abscess, and someone goes to a dentist, and the dentist has the know-how. So here we have Menashe here, who's going to provide these services. But the first thing that Menashe knew long before he went to medical school, dental school, is that Verapa Yerape, that the Rebbe Shem gives him the heter to do that. What do you need a heter? Why is it different than doing any chesed of Hashem Saveda, as we're learning? Because according to the Torah is telling us that it's Bechal Hashem Saveda. And the way Rashi learns and the way Taisus learns is Hashem is making Zera, and who's the doctor to tamper? So you need a Zera Sakasav. I'm not coming with an answer, Rabbi Say. I'm coming with questions this morning. I think this is something that really has to be understood. Again, we have Rashi and we have Taisus that both throw into the mix that if not for the Pasuk, for Rapa Yerapa, you wouldn't be allowed to tamper with the Ratzon of Hashem. But yet, at the same time, the Torah is saying that once you have this pasuk, you are obligated to do your services for free because it's Bechal Hashem HaSaveda. Restoring his health is like restoring, giving him his watch back, so to speak. If that's taka understood on that level, then what do you need to have an exercise of custom Rapa Yerape? Lomi, but not only according to Taisus that says you need the pasuk if he falls ill naturally, you're tampering with Hashem's Gzeira. But if even if Reuven Klaber Shimon and he's bleeding out there and you want to save him, You still need the pasuk of Verapo. One pasuk would have had to tell me that. Why you didn't need that? Whatever happened to the Hashem Saveda? What happened to Vashivosalo? I'm going to leave this morning, Rosh Chodesh, with this question. If you have any thought about it, we're here Shabbos. Our store is open 7 days a week, and I'm happy to hear any answers that you might have. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I still don't have a geshmaka answer. Gavriel, maybe in Houston, Texas, they can help you with that. Okay. A good chedesh, everyone. A good chedesh. We're diving. There's a minion at my...